it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, this was a scoreless game into the third today, and that's when the troubles began for Will Warren. The former Yankee Carlos Narvaez won out base hit to right center. Roman Anthony, I think he's liked his first taste of Yankees Red Sox so far. Full count. He ripped a single. Runners at the corners, but Warren, he thought he had a pop out from Alex Bregman and a huge second out in that inning. Austin Wells misplayed it behind the plate. And what followed? Warren walking Bregman. That loaded the bases up. And Warren, he struck out Jarren Duran, buried a curveball, big second out. But with two out, Trevor Story standing in his way for our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game.
1-0 here from Warren, the pitch. Breaking ball, swing on line drive left field. Coming around is Narvaez. Anthony steaming behind him. That's two runs in. As Story, a two-run double. It's 2-0 Boston here in the third.
You know, Story's been incredible against the Yankees this year. He's killed them. How many of those have been with two outs? It seems every back-breaking hit, two-out hit, Trevor Story. Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. Wendy's the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Tune to our flagship station, WFAN. Tomorrow between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. to correctly identify the Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. And you'll have a chance to win four Yankees tickets, courtesy of Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. That was a 31-pitch third inning for Will Warren. And the Red Sox added two more in the fourth. Set up by the bottom of the order this time. Stayed on Rafaela, the booming double. David Hamilton poked a single. On a 1-2 pitch, Warren drilled Narvaez. Loaded the bases up again. And the top of the order, situational hitting. Back-to-back sack flies. Roman Anthony. Alex Bregman. 4-0 Boston. And early on, the Yankees mostly overpowered by Garrett Crochet. 5 strikeouts through 3. That was until the 4th. Giancarlo Stanton for the electrifying drive of the game.
First pitch to Big G. Swagger. And driven deep to right center field. Long run by Rafaela. He's on the track. Look it up. Jumps and can't get it. It's gone. Big G. Ringing the bell with a home run to get the Yankees on the board. It's 4-1 here in the fourth for Stanton. Home run number 16. RBI number 41. He just powered it the other way.
Yeah, Stanton's been sensational. Last 30 games, 337 with 13 homers. He did his part. Electrifying drive of the game. Brought to you by Audi. Experience a fully electric Audi Q6 e-tron at your local tri-state Audi dealer today. But unfortunately, you know, Stanton gives you the lift. Ahmed Rosario follows with a base hit. Rosario 2-for-2 off Crochet by the fourth inning. 6-for-10 is a Yankee at that point. But the Yankees stranded him. And Trevor Story was waiting, leading off the fifth. He was ready for a response for Boston.
Trevor Story's hit the ball hard twice, lined out to right, and a two-run double. He swings and drives one to right field, backing up Stanton on the track, and it is gone. Trevor Story having a year. He's driven in 3 runs today. It's a 5-1 Boston lead.
That essentially tucked in the cover. Story doing it to the Yankees again, and Crochet with that backing. After the Rosario single in the fourth inning, Crochet 12 of the next 13 set down, and it was capped off by some shovage in the seventh.
A run on 5 hits for the Yankees. The only run, a home run by Stanton leading off the fourth. A little liner that got into the stands. The lower right field stands. 2-2 here to Volpe. Pitch. Outside corner, strike 3 called on a backdoor breaking ball. That's his 9th strikeout.
Volpe's starting to hear it from the fans.
Swing and a miss.
Oh, boy.
Caballero's gone. That's strikeout number 10.
That's that sweeper. So the sweeper down, that was like 87 miles an hour coming after a 98-mile-an-hour fastball. That's number 10.
The whole repertoire is working today. 0-2 to Wells. Swing and a miss and a breaking ball top of the zone. 11 strikeouts for Crochet. He's retired 12 of the last 13 here at the stadium. 7 dominant innings.
What a way to finish for your league-leading 14th win. Bookends. Strikeout the side in the first inning. Strikeout the side in the seventh inning. In the ninth inning, this just turned a bad day, bad weekend, into something unexplainably worse. In that ninth inning, Boston poured on a 7 spot against Paul Blackburn. And the theme of the year, the fundamentals, the mental lapses at times, it all resurfaced. Anthony Volpe, 17th error of the year. He airmailed that throw on the David Hamilton grounder. That allowed Nathaniel Lowe to score all the way from second. Paul Blackburn, he balked with runners at the corners. He balked. He thought he could make a pickoff throw. Ben Rice playing off the bag. He couldn't. So a balk, that forced in another run than the former Yankee Narvaez. He capped his three-hit day. Two-run shot to left center. The boos were raining down, and justifiably so. The 45,500 and change here at the stadium. Red Sox 12, and the Yankees 1. That's eight straight losses against these Boston Red Sox. This is Yankees Rewind. Catch segment on demand on the free Odyssey app anytime, right alongside our station-wide Yankees coverage from our flagship WFAN.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.